The year 2000 was Jimmy Johnson's first full-time season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and it was also the year when he suffered one of the scariest crashes of his career. The track was Watkins Glen International. Midway through the Lysol 200, Jimmy's car left the track at one of the fastest parts of the seven-turn road course.
Back at Watkins Glen, under caution for the third time in the Lysol 200, a vicious crash for Jimmy Johnson in turn one. Fortunate to say he's out of the car and moving around, but boy, did he just take a blast in the corner, Mike Bagley.
Yeah, he came full blast coming into turn one, almost like the accelerator stuck on the car, sailed over the grass, sailed over the gravel trap there, and hit the styrofoam barriers that lined the Armco in turn number one, made heavy contact, styrofoam flew up in the air, but the good news is he's out of the car. He just stood on top, raised his hands upward as if to signify a touchdown in turn one.
Tell you what, he might even have punched the guardrail through down inside turn one. That's how hard he hit. It looked like, from the replay, like Mike called it, the throttle might have stuck because the car just kind of took off to the right. He was down trying to go inside of a lap car under braking, and all of a sudden the car just took off to the right, off the pavement, across the grass, popped in the air, over the pavement, over the gravel trap, and I mean, he hit the guardrail an absolute ton.
Motor Racing Network spoke with Jimmy after he exited the car.
Man, it was incredible. I couldn't believe what was taking place. We just had made a pit stop with the Alltel Nokia Phone Chevrolet, and the car was running great. We were sitting there running inside the top 10 all day long and made our pit stop when it was our time to pit in our fuel window, and came back out and just had a brake failure. The brakes have been solid, have been there all day long. I don't know what might have caused it, but I went to get underneath the lapper and in the braking zone to get on the brakes, and the pedal was there for a split second, and then it felt like something popped and the pedal went to the floor, and then I was trying to look for something to run in and slow me down. I tried to get in the grass, and then I went across the track, and it was like a jump and sent me off over the sand trap.
As Jimmy reflects on his career, this is one moment that he will never forget.
Man, that's one of two moments I've had in my career where I thought it was over. It's such a weird experience to go through. When I came up over the rise in turn one and saw the white, and I thought it was concrete. So at that point, I knew what kind of trouble I was in. And fortunately, multiple layers of the soft wall system and everything turned out like it did.
This has been 48 Stories with Jimmy Johnson.